Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention now to girls tennis. And you had a couple of matches this past week, I believe both on the road, Dr. Acker.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, we were up in Morris on Tuesday, and then we turned around and headed over to Benson on Thursday. So a couple away matches.
Okay, so how things go there?
Well, we were able to split matches, actually. When we were in Morris on Tuesday, we were able to pick up a win, 4-3. We ended up winning at our first and second singles position, and then our first and second doubles position. We lost a couple of tough ones. Caitlin Whitnable had three singles, an eighth grader, stepping up, asking her to do kind of some of the heavy lifting for the team there. Unfortunately, had a three-setter that it was tight, couldn't close out. She won the first set 6-3, ended up 7-6 in a tiebreaker for the second set, ended up losing it, and then 6-4 in the third set. So it was kind of a dogfight all the way to the end there, but just couldn't pick it up after the three sets. She was on the court for about 3 hours there,
oh, wow.
So it was a long match.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jessica Sigdahl, Rachel Halverson were able to pick up a win at first doubles, and then we call up and Veda Maharaj at our two doubles position. Playing three doubles with Sarah Halverson and Kylie Weniger, and they ended up losing a three-setter. So, again, one that probably could have gone either way, ended up losing at 11-9 in a tiebreaker for the third set. So, boy, we were close, but just couldn't get it pulled off. Anna Hackerin played one singles and won 6-4, 6-4, and Addie Oye played two singles and won 7-5, 6-0. So, some nice matches all the way across the board there. So, we knew that was a win we wanted to pick up against Morris, after the season going, and we're, 10 matches into the season already, two-thirds of our season's over now.
Wow.
You can start kind of looking around and seeing how everybody's playing off and kind of get an idea where you feel like you should be with some of these other teams. So when we went over to Benson on Thursday, we knew we'd have our work cut out for us. They're about 8-2 on the season. They've got five seniors playing for them. They're always a solid team. Don Bramer is the coach there. He does a good job. And, they're always going to be ready for a fight over there. So when we went in, I was, hoping for the W, but, more so focusing on trying to play some good matches. I think it's a good opportunity when you can play folks that are a skill level above you. You always play up to their level. So it, kind of makes you play to the best of your ability as well. So they did a good job. We ended up losing 4-3, though. We ended up picking up wins with Anna Hacker at one singles, Jade Bukowski at four singles, and then two doubles with Bree Kaloff and Veda Maharaj.
So your junior high has also been in action on and off, and they need that experience as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've been busy there as well. So Austin Ireland is the JV coach, and we've got some great kids out. It's really exciting to see some of them getting excited about tennis and getting out there and having some fun. And they've actually got a quad coming up today here,
yep.
Saturday, on right out at the high school. Starts at 9 o'clock, should be rolling all the way until probably 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
With YME,
okay.
Benson, and Montevideo. So,
okay.
They're going to be busy and rolling the whole day out there. So if you want to get out and support some of those JV gals, get out there and, cheer them on.
Okay. And then next week, a couple matches Monday and Thursday.
Right, Monday we're playing, so this is a makeup match with McCrae that got rained out a little earlier. We play McCrae on Monday at home, and then we host YME on Thursday at home. So kind of nice to not have to travel in the minibus for a week, nice to be on your home court for a little bit. So that'll be good.
For sure, and I know on the schedule it's this Saturday, but that's kind of in limbo right now. Maybe explain
why. Yeah. Yeah, we usually have a triangular with Montevideo and BBE, Belgrade, Boot, and El Rosa, but BBE ended up pulling out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, because it turns out that's going to be their conference tournament weekend.
Oh.
So unfortunately, they're not going to be able to join us. They'll be busy that day. We turn around and play Montevideo again 3 days later on the following Tuesday. So our Tony Smith has done a nice job trying to round up a team, but a lot of teams have their schedule set, boy, by November, December of the year before. So when you're looking for somebody a week or two ahead of time, it's pretty tough, and we haven't had any bites on it. So
okay.
I'm chatting with the Monty coach right now, just finding out what she'd like to do and how she'd like to go forward. So, if she wants to get together and play, then we'll do that. If she feels like, hey, we'll just play on Tuesday, then that's fine too. So
okay.
I know Tony's still fishing for a team, but if we don't turn one up, I think we'll see what she you want to do.
Well, next Saturday on the coaches show, we should know, and we can tell, you know, announce it then. Mm-hmm. And if you find out one way or the other earlier in the week, notify the radio station. They'll put it on the air as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Thanks, so, Dick.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report this morning. We know you've got, of course, weather permitting, but you have a match on Monday and Thursday, and they're both at home, so come on out and support the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, that, I sure appreciate it. That'd be great.
Okay. That's Dr. Brant Hacker on girls tennis. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.